Welcome to Four Chicks Chatting, a womanish podcast that will engage, excite, and empower you as we chat about business and personal development, all with a healthy dose of humor. And now it's time to check in with our chicks, Kathy, Kristen, Mary Fran, and Robin.
We are back for another episode of Four Chicks Chatting, and today we have a special guest with us, Rachel Wynot. And yes, that is her real last name, in case you're wondering. So Rachel is the founder and CEO of Founder Freedom, the first ever coaching platform for entrepreneurs who want to become freedompreneurs. Rachel has built an award-winning multi-seven-figure business from the young age of 22. So yes, listeners, she's much younger than we are.
We're gonna tap anyway.
Yes, we're gonna tap into her youth and knowledge today. She has marketed many Fortune 500 brands, which has led her to her impressive results today. As a business, sales, and marketing success coach, Rachel has finally combined all of the secrets and strategies that she's learned over the years to teach founders like herself how to live and work freely under the Founder Freedom platform. Yay. So welcome, Rachel.
Thank you for having me, ladies. This is going to be so much fun.
Well, we're very excited to have you. And we would love to know and have you tell our listeners a little bit more about your company, what you do, and what the term Freedom Founder actually means to you.
Yes. Wow. Very good question. Absolutely. So I am a business and marketing success coach. I basically turn entrepreneurs into freedompreneurs. And what that means, and I kind of trademarked the name freedompreneur, is someone who lives and works freely from anywhere in the world, meaning your online business. So what I really teach in the depth of it all is how to build successful online business so you can work from anywhere in the world. So you can truly live and work freely. And that's what I'm all about.
That's fascinating to me. I just, that whole idea of it's passive income in certain ways. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously, as you know, any entrepreneurship gig or any entrepreneur in the world, you know, you're going to have to work, of course. And that is part of building your business, right? You're going to go through struggles. You're going to go through those hardships. You know, I even at one point in my first business, I had like a major breakdown. I mean, that's all part of the course, right? However, I teach on how to really streamline it and using different technology and automation tools so that you aren't being the jack of all trades in your business, right? I really truly believe in what I've found in my business as well as all of my clients is that there are ways to streamline it so you don't get stressed out. So you're not like pulling your hair out that you have to do a million different things, right? It's all about working smarter, not harder, essentially. Right.
We all want to do that.
Don't we? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's your top thing right off the top of your head, number one tool that folks you've seen really turn things around for people? I mean, you saw how I was starting here with I've got cords and I've got too many things going on. What's the number one thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think online webinars are, I mean, definitely there's a right way to do a webinar and there's a very wrong way, which I've seen many times. Mm-hmm. So I teach on how to create that automated webinar that acts as more of a sales platform for you online. So a lot of entrepreneurs, when they come to me, they either don't have a business yet, so they're looking to start one. However, they are an expert in something, right? So they've had experiences in any niche out there, really, but they've had expert experiences, right? So we turn that expert person into an expert online business, right? And then number two, they might want to be doing a side hustle. So maybe they're working that 9-to-5 job. They're not really ready to take that full leap yet, but they want to start creating that online business, that expert business online. Or somebody might come to me where they already have, you know, a business. And, you know, that's great. And I always commend them. Yay, you have a business. Great. But it might not be going the way that they imagined, right? They might be time starved, which is the number one thing that I hear. They might be money starved, of course. There's just a lot of things that might not be working properly. So we really try to bring that down to the base level and then build it back up the proper way online, right? And like I said, it's all about being online. If you are not online right now, you are missing the wave, because the wave is going. It's moving fast. So you definitely need to get online and start building a true online business now.
Rachel, do you help people with the content of the webinar? Do they come to you with, here's a bunch of ideas, put them together for me, or do they already have it created and you just help them create the systems?
Great question. Thank you for asking that, actually. No, so we create the whole entire system from start to finish. So we build out the content. So I'm the strategist, so I'm the messaging, and my background is marketing and messaging. So I strategize with the messaging, and we really make sure we have that clear messaging. People will not buy if they're confused, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure the messaging for whatever you're selling, it could be a course, it could be an information product, it could be a book, it could be anything, whatever we're selling online, it could be a coaching program. Mm-hmm. The messaging has to be clear. And that is number one. That's a number one rule. And that's what I find most entrepreneurs that come to me are just scatterbrained and kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. And they don't know where their really their expertise is, or where their niche is, or where what that message, that clear message, how can they stand out from all the other entrepreneurs that might be doing the same thing as them?
Yeah.
Right? So we really, I work with entrepreneurs to really get that message super clear, step one. Then we build the system and the automation system to really make it, to launch it online. So it's really start from finish. I have a whole program that takes my entrepreneurs, literally, even if you don't have any idea, but you know you want to build a business, I will take you through that process as well.
So if someone were to say, is that a 3-month process? Is that a 6-month? Does it all depend on what it is?
Yeah. So my program that I work with my entrepreneurs, and we do go through a lot of those steps, right from the strategy and the messaging all the way to having your website, having your webinar, having your course built out, all of that is my 6-month program. So we have a 6-month online business accelerator program. Okay. Tony Robbins just joined recently. I'm really excited.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Yeah. So excited.
So that's kind of my biggest program. And then I do have some advanced type programs for entrepreneurs that might just need help in Facebook advertising. I have a Facebook expert in certain different areas, and sometimes we can customize it depending on what my entrepreneurs need. But generally, majority, all of them go through that 6-month online accelerator program just to make sure that everything is perfectly intact. Then we go to like more of the advanced levels.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And the results have been amazing. Like, it's awesome. And I truly love doing this because I just love seeing the results. When I can see, you know, and whether the results could be money, could be time savings, it could be many different things. Everybody has their own idea of results being different, right? So we really actually in the beginning make sure we're clear on what those results are going to be for that individual person as well, which I think is important. Because we want to make sure that's measured properly in the end as well.
So, yeah. So, Rachel, do you think that, I mean, can any business, I think some people may approach the you know, when you say everybody should be online, and I would happen to agree with you. However, I think some people may have sort of a hesitation, well, that doesn't really apply to me, or that whatever. Can any business find a way to monetize online?
Yes. The answer is clear. Yes.
Good question.
I mean, I could go on for ages on it, but yes, I mean, it all starts with, and I did a talk actually, I'm going to be launching it. I did a live talk at the National Women's Show recently, and I talk about how to turn your passion into an online business. Okay. So anybody, we all have passions, right? Yeah. So how do you take that passion or that expertise or that knowledge that starts from here, and how do you market it and sell it online and package it up? And all of that fun stuff, right? So that's what I really specialize in. It's taking an offline business. I had an offline business for many years. I built a marketing agency to multi 7 figures, and it was offline, and I was stressed to the T every single day of my life. I had some great clients, I had some not so great clients, you know, just typical business. Oh, yeah. It was a local business, you know. Then I said, you know what? I'm going to find my passion. And I'm going to build my online business. And that's when I built my coaching business. And this has just been crazy the results that have come out of it. And not even just the money aspect. Yes, I've made more money in months versus my offline business, but also my time, my freedom, right, is so different now. And my mindset is so different now as well. Mm-hmm. Just great. And the best part is I get to work with entrepreneurs all over the world. So no longer local, right? Mm-hmm. That's the best part is I'm talking to you ladies from all over, from different parts, right? Across right. the US, Canada, you know, even into the UK, Australia. I mean, all over the world. And that's pretty amazing.
That's awesome. That's what you want for your clients, right? That's all part of founder freedom, that you can work from anywhere.
Exactly. You got it. You can be at a beach, sipping a cocktail, getting on a call, whatever you want. You can build your business from anywhere, as long as you have really internet.
Yeah. So Rachel, what backgrounds have some of your clients come from? Like, do you cross a lot of different professions and I guess goals and mindsets, or has it been somewhat similar across the board?
Yeah. So generally speaking, I specialize in service-based entrepreneurs, right? Or service-based people who want to become an entrepreneur, right? So it's kind mm-hmm. of whether they don't have a business at all, or they already currently have a business, but they need to learn how to build it and scale it online while saving time and money, right? Mm-hmm. So generally everyone's in the service realm, but I do have a lot of different areas. I have one gentleman who's actually, he's selling custom suits.
Oh, wow.
Definitely service-based though.
I never would have thought that could, that's amazing to me that could fly. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's a really cool service, and we're building out some online different information products as well, but he does custom suits. So it's a service-based business, right? Even though it's a product as well, but it's service-based. So you're working with clients at the end of the day. So I work with copywriters, designers. I have a website designer. I have another business coach that I coach. I have actually another marketing coach that I
That's
coach.
That's funny.
I think every coach needs a coach. No matter what.
100%. Because it's hard for you to look on the outside in.
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
But we don't have a perspective of ourselves, really, when we're just working in our business on a day-to-day basis.
Exactly. And you tend to, as coaches, right, you tend to put your effort and your time into your clients, which you should be, of course, but you need somebody to say, okay, well, let's talk about you and your
it's business. So much easier not to deal with your own issues and deal with their issues.
Exactly. And what I found, I mean, the mistakes I've made from my last business is not actually carving out time for your own business. Like I got in that for many years where I was just all about my clients, and I never even thought about sales. I never thought about marketing from my first business. And I got stuck in that rut, and then it was too late, right? And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, well, I need to make more sales. Well, I don't have a lead generation system working for me. And that's what I built with my clients. Like while I'm coaching people, I have all these systems in the back end working for me. Right? That's the brilliance of it. That's automation. Mm-hmm. Instead of hiring a salesperson to be constantly going out and getting leads for me, I have systems working for me that are getting those leads, targeted leads for me, whether that's on social media, whether that's actually social media is the biggest area that you can get those targeted leads. Whether that's like on LinkedIn, Instagram, whether that's from my website, whether that's even, you know, face-to-face or cold calls kind of thing. So,
and I think that's one of the things that a lot of people involved in a service business kind of don't think about. You know, I don't want to say there's an element of woo-woo about a service business, for lack of a better term, but they don't strategize with the nuts and bolts of putting a business together. There's that service mindset, but it has to be built on that foundation. And what you're saying is that the systems that you help people put in place take care of that.
Correct.
Which is a pain point, I think, for service people. It's a pain point.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Total pain point.
Mm-hmm. Honest to God, I couldn't have said it any better. That's exactly it. Is they don't think about it as a business, right? So like even freelancers, I mean, technically they kind of have a business, right? Where they're servicing other people and they're getting paid for it and, you know, that kind of thing. But how do you turn it from a freelancer service business to an actual business with nuts and bolts and the lead generation and all of these systems and being online and being present, like having your online presence grow as well, right?
Yeah, I'm listening to you and I'm experiencing incredible anxiety because I know these are all the things that I hate.
Oh, my chest is so tight.
Yeah. All the things that I hate. But that's why we need somebody like you to tell us, okay, put this in place. Because once, the truth of the matter is, once you're done, you're done. And it's a matter of tweaking, I guess, as you go on. But once you put those systems in place, then you've got your foundation.
Yeah. And like I said, a lot of the automation systems that I teach, that I built for my own business as well, you're right. It is a lot of work up front, but the beauty of it, once it's kind of built out, once that whole system is built, it's really just, I call it an engine, actually. It's like an engine, right? So when we're building the engine, we have to build all the different parts of like the car, the engine, the outside, the exterior, all of these different parts. Then we put the parts all together. Then they start working a little bit. We're testing, we're tweaking, we're oiling it. You know, we're making sure that the parts are working. Then we launch it really out to the, you know, to the world to see. Then we're constantly giving little updates, like fueling it, right? You have to go to a gas station, you fuel up your car. It's kind of that thing. But you're right in the sense that it's already built. The engine is now built. It's just, you know, constantly fueling it, essentially, if that makes
sense. That's huge. Oh, I feel so much better.
Well, it's funny. That's a great analogy, and I'm listening to you, and I have been in business 8 years now, and if I had done the things that I know to do now 8 years ago, my business would be in such a different place and so much better off. But as an entrepreneur or a person going into business, when you've always been in corporate or you've always had a structure built for you, there are so many unknowns and so many decisions that have to be made in terms of, you know, what programs to use, what systems to use, how to build the system, you know, which parts are going to make it work seamlessly and all those things, that it's very overwhelming. So to be able to have someone that you can hire and say, okay, here's what I'm doing or what I love, here's my passion, here's my niche, help me build this out. I think it's awesome. Because if I had that option 8 years ago and done it, I would be in such a different place today.
Well, the good news is you're doing it now.
Exactly.
Now moving forward, and it's a brand new year.
So moving forward.
It's perfect time to get that business going now. Like I said, it's literally, I call it the online revolution right now. If you are not building this system online for your business right now, you're going to miss that wave and you need to be building it now. And what I tell my clients too, another, and I'm glad you brought that up, is that I, as a business coach, and I truly believe this, and there's so many different business coaches and marketing coaches and whatnot, but what I tell my clients is why I'm different is that I do not teach or show you any secrets or anything unless I've tested it myself for my own business. So whether it's a webinar system or whether it's, you know, a lead generation system or a sales system or, you know, different sales verbiage or whatever that is, I've tested it all myself for my business and also with my client, other clients' businesses as well. And it works. Now, if I test something and it doesn't work, I'm obviously not going to bring it to my client. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like my staple. And what all my clients know is that they're getting the best of the best because I'm literally testing new things all the time. I'm testing, I have gurus, I have mentors myself. I have, you know, a pool of people that I get all of the firsthand knowledge from. And I'm constantly testing marketing and sales and lead gen and all of these different systems. And when they work for me, that's when I give it to my clients. And I think that's important because a lot of coaches out there, you know, they hear theory-based learning and then they take that theory and bring it to the clients. Well, it's not proven, right? So we want to make sure that's proven, that it works first before we give it to, before we teach somebody else. Really.
So it's results driven. And that's what you're looking for.
Exactly. Yes. It's tested, it's proven, it works. You just have to make sure you put in the work too.
So Rachel, let me tap into your, one of the things we like to do here is to give the listener some specific takeaways that they can take a look at. And you're like giving us all kinds of value bombs all over the place. So one of the things I wanted to see is, since you have such a marketing background and you're so good at marketing and getting the word out and all that and lead generation, what do you see I know we could do a whole thing on just this one topic of social media, but where do you see you get the biggest bang for your buck in social media in terms of the effort you put in and what you get out of it? Which platform's your favorite for that?
Instagram, ding, ding, ding. Instagram is the number one engagement platform out there. So now when I teach, and I'm going to give another little value bomb here, but what I teach is that people buy people, not products. Okay. Whatever you're buying, you always go check out the testimonials, you check out the reviews. You want to make sure you really know, like, and trust a person or a brand or a company before you buy from them, right? Mm-hmm. So now when you take that knowledge and put it into Instagram, Instagram is the most engaging platform. So people are constantly engaging on it. Therefore, they're starting to know, like, and trust you more. Right? Because it's visual. You can see videos. You can comment. It's very, very engaging. It is, it's proven highest engagement platform. So there, right there, if you're selling anything, you can start to build that trust with people. You can start to build that know, like, and trust factor on Instagram, right? Secondly, I would say LinkedIn, especially if you're B2B. Yeah. If you're B2B, definitely LinkedIn is another big one. But Instagram, I get most of my clients on it off Instagram alone. I'm not.
That's quite awesome. Yeah, that's an endorsement right there for sure.
And would you say, like, for everyone that is afraid of Instagram because they're just getting to know it or whatever, and they don't have all those massive followers, you know, I was just listening to one of your podcasts this morning, and I had a list here somewhere of the guests that specifically was talking about not as – you don't necessarily have to have as many followers. It's the ones that are so engaged with you.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Which is what I just said, right? You want those people that are engaged with you. And that's why Instagram is so powerful, because the more that you can get that engagement going, the more that people know, like, and trust you, then you take them off the platform and say, hey, can we set up a call to meet, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they're already sold before you get on that call with them, because they already know what you do and what you specialize in and how you can help them before they get on that call with you. Right? So that call, back now, fast forward to sales, you don't even have to sell, right? They're already sold. That's what I call it, how to sell without — I have a whole course on how to sell without selling, because people get so scared. That's another number one thing I get. Oh, I don't know how to sell. Well, you don't necessarily have to sell.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, more information and value, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you create your platform that you're giving that value and you're showing how you help people and what makes you different, then you're already, quote unquote, selling people without even having to sell them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I love it. And I think that it would be good homework for all the listeners to go onto Rachel's Instagram and see how you do that engaging part to get people engaged, because that's another tricky one. And we, the chicks, all debate this all the time too, of how do you — what is the best way to engage? I guess you start to get to know your audience too and see what resonates. Right. So I think we'll take a look at that and see how you do the engaging piece. That's awesome.
We also have an Instagram growth service where we target people to follow us specifically based on our target. So for my page, obviously I target entrepreneurs. So we target through hashtags, we target through many different means, but we create a whole growth campaign for your Instagram page. That's part of my program as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great to know.
There are some secrets to growth. You do want growth, but you want targeted growth. It has to be targeted. Yeah. You know, you want those people that are going to be actually want to look at your content.
It's quantity or quality over quantity. So you want the quality people following you, not just numbers. And I think, didn't you interview Tyler McCall on your podcast? Yeah,
I did.
And that's
a great episode. People have given me tons of feedback on that.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. And I've heard him on other platforms as well. I think he was on Julie Solomon. He's been on several podcasts, obviously, because he's so popular as far as Instagram goes. But he says that all the time. It's the quality, not the quantity. And then I think, Kristen, in answer to your question, and Rachel, I know this is how I connected with you, was, you know, you connected to me on Instagram, and then you immediately, when I responded and or we connected and I followed you back, you sent me a DM. And I know Tyler says this all the time too, that the direct messaging is like the key.
Yes. Back to engagement. There's so many ways to engage with people on that platform alone that it is crucial to any business, especially an online business or even an offline business, to be honest. Mm-hmm. That is or you can DM people, you can comment, you can like that. Like, there's so many ways to engage that you, if you're using the platform properly, you will get clients. You will make money off that platform alone. So, mm-hmm. and I've seen it happen 1,000 times, trust me. Yeah. And I get all, like I said, I get most of my clients off Instagram alone, just one platform, which is pretty cool.
It's selling without, as you said, it's selling without selling. So it's kind of like a, it's interesting because it's a subtle way to pretty much get everything you want everybody to know about you out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So why not? And it's free.
It's free, right.
For now.
Why would listeners step on? Yeah. And there are some key elements. So I do have an Instagram secrets training in my program as well. I will be revealing certain parts of it in the next coming months. So follow me on Instagram. It's I am Rachel Wynot. And I will be revealing some more secrets. But I have a great Instagram secrets training, and it teaches on how to grow and grow in the right way and target, etc. But like you said, check out my the Tyler McCall interview that I did on my podcast as well, because that gives some great tips. Absolutely.
Awesome. Excellent. Here's another question for you real quick. Your team of people that does all of this with you, I would assume they're all remote, right? Yeah. Or are they physically near you?
Yeah, no. So I have a team of experts on my program. I have funnel builders, I have designers, I have copywriters, I have a Facebook ad expert who's unbelievable, by the way, just a little tidbit, do not get into Facebook advertising unless you have an expert. It can literally be a deep dark hole that you just go into and you'll never get your money out.
I know, but they make it look so easy, don't they? All you have to do is boost this and you're going to get all of these people. Yeah. I know it's a scam.
They 20 buck you to death. It's just 20 bucks.
Yeah.
Never boost anything. That's literally throwing money away. Never boost anything. It's Facebook advertising is a whole other ball game, but do not do it unless you have a good expert. And there's some experts out there that aren't really great. So do your homework. I have one on my team. She's incredible. She's actually like a coder as well. She's like crazy. But if you need Facebook advertising help, reach out to me and I'll connect to you as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's a cool thing for listeners to understand is that your whole team is, you can run this, you run this massive thing with people from all over. So it's a perfect model for the rest of us to be able that you can reach far and wide.
Yes.
It's good stuff. And
that is the beauty of online, right? You wouldn't be able to do it if you didn't have the beautiful internet. and services like Zoom, which we're using right now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Fabulous.
Cool.
So, Rachel, it's probably about time to start wrapping up. So, will you tell our listeners where to find you? You've already told us on Instagram, but what other platforms, your website, things like that, that people can reach out to you to learn more about you?
Yeah. So if you just go to rachelwynot.com, and it's spelt that way, R-A-C-H-E-L, why not, W-H-Y-N-O-T.com, you can get to everything there. I actually have a free masterclass training, so you can sign up for that, which gives a couple of my secrets that I have not talked about on this podcast. And then also definitely follow me at Instagram. I'm constantly giving some trainings and secrets, etc. I'm going to be launching something very exciting in the next couple of months that you will see on Instagram. So stay tuned for that. Everything you can find at rachelwynot.com.
And I know you do speaking as well. Do you have any upcoming speaking engagements where people might, like conferences, things like that, that people might be interested in?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm working on a few right now, so they haven't been solidified. But again, I always update everybody on my Instagram. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see it. I'll have my story posts. I'll have my page posts where I'll have more upcoming launches happening.
Awesome. And definitely check out your podcast as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So it's all at rachelwynot.com. You can get to the podcast. You can get to my blog. You can get to my Pinterest page. You can get to my Instagram. It's all there at rachelwynot.com.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Rachel, thanks so much for your time. It's been a great pleasure learning more about you and your business. And I think you can provide so much value to so many different people, which is really incredible. So girls, do you have any, or chicks, I should say, do you have any squirrel brain moments from what Rachel has told us today?
I've taken a lot of notes, but for our listeners, I just want to say join the online revolution, right? Yeah. With Rachel, why not? Do you have any promotions that you want to tell our listeners or share with our listeners right now going on?
I do have something coming up. So like I said, I'd highly recommend following my Instagram because I'll be launching a very cool new promotion.
Okay.
Can't disclose it yet.
Oh, come on. Just a little hint.
And it's very jam-packed with a ton of value for a low cost. So some of those entrepreneurs, you know, if they don't have the big funds to spend up front, or maybe they're just nervous and they, you know, they want to get a feel for what I'm all about and what my program's all about. It's a kind of a cool way to learn without spending like a ton up front. But yeah, I'll be launching that soon. And it's going to be a challenge of some sort. So it's going to be very cool.
That's good.
Okay.
Awesome. I'd have to say I'm, you know, the whole idea of setting these systems in place, like go through the short-term pain, long-term gain. And then you got this whole thing up and running and you can concentrate then on your service or your business, but get the nuts and bolts in place.
Yes. It's 2019, guys. Get it done. Get those services up and running. Get your, like I said, the engine, get it built,
build the engine.
No, build the engine.
And then rev it up.
There you go.
Get it revving up. You know, it takes a while to really, you know, but invest in that. It's so worth it. I can't tell you. I've invested a lot of money, more than, you know, than I offer in my program to get my engine up and running, but it's so worth it because I've, you know, surpassed my goals times probably a lot. So I highly recommend investing in that system, whether it's with me or somebody else. Getting that right system up in place is very important.
Awesome. Well, and I have to tell you, you're like a 5 post-it note interview here. I have all these things that I have for notes as soon as we hang up to go start getting in place. But mostly I'm probably going to be your number one Instagram stalker now. I'm going to be following all this stuff and see how you do it and learn that way. So thank you, Wallace. It's been amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel.
I'll let you know about my upcoming challenge as well because I want you guys to be involved as well.
Oh, we'd love to.
Awesome. That'd be great. Well, Rachel, thank you. And listeners, please be sure to find us on that social thing. We've talked about Instagram just about to death today, but that is our favorite platform. Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, we're all over the place. So find us there and please, please give us a review. This may be one of my favorite episodes of all time now. Of course, I change that all the time, but be sure and after you listen, write us a review and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts. Until next time.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rachel.
Great. Bye.
Thanks for listening to our chicks. Want to learn how to create your own chick chat? Head to our website, chickschatting.com. Be sure to join our chats on that social thing, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.